your presence.
Your presence in this place, your glory in our face. We're looking to the skies. You're standing like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're seeing.
Well, good morning, everybody. Wasn't it awesome if you were here Friday night? Didn't we have a great time?
Yes.
Man. If you weren't able to be here Friday night, my guess is there's probably 50 to 60 visitors here watching the movie with us. And so between those two nights, the first Friday and then this Friday, we're actually reaching a big chunk of our neighborhood. We still have two more Fridays to go. And then all of that builds on to the 4th of July Saturday, which is July 2nd, when we're going to celebrate. So, and we're going to have a special meeting right after church service today, right back in here. We're going to have a special meeting. And at the end of that, we're going to ask everybody, what ideas do you guys have for what's coming up? So in August, what should we do to try to touch our neighborhood around us? What about September? What about coming this fall? What about in the holidays? Because now's the time to be thinking about, what does God want us to do to impact this community? We're breaking through that whole idea of having an event mentality where we're going to have this event, when it's over, it's over. Then we have this event, when it's over, it's over. There's a process. We're in the beginning stages of a process of earning the trust of our neighborhood. Because as we do that, when they go through stuff, you know, the stuff we all go through, when they go through stuff, there'll be relationships here, and they will come in, they'll talk to us, we'll pray with them and encourage them and bring them to the Lord. Amen? So that's the big picture of this. So that meeting's right after this meeting. Let's bow our heads and let's just pray for God. Lord, we're asking you right now to touch each one of us this morning. Today's a big day. It's an exciting day for our church. It's an exciting day for us and the leadership, Lord. And it's an exciting day for Dennis Gates, because, Father, what most people not know yet, maybe they didn't see it in the bulletin, but he's going to preach today for the first time here for us. He's preached in the past, and Lord, we're just excited to hear what you already spoke to him, because Lord, our heart, we want to have our hearts open and soft and ready to receive your word that you've given to him. And so Lord, would you please bless him? May the joy of the Lord be his strength, and Father, may we receive your word that you've put on his heart. Please bless the service today, Father. Bless Denise as she leads worship. Bless our worship team. Bless the people that are volunteering with our kids. Lord, we just ask for your presence to be in every single part of this whole service today, that we may give you glory in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's say good morning to each other.
If we could all find our seats, please. Andy, that means you.
Good thing you don't have a cord.
Very good, very good, very good. A little more hustle like Andy. Come on now. That's right. Well, I get the privilege of announcing the announcements today. We have a, like Pastor was saying, we have a special meeting right after church right here. I know you're not taking a picture right now, Pastor. I'd like to encourage everybody. I'd love to encourage everybody to join the prayer chain that's right on the back table out there. It's just a great place. Everybody needs prayer. Movie nights, Friday nights, they're going great at dusk. It seems like it's around like 9:30 that movies are getting to go. And then our game night is held off this month because of movie night. And our men's breakfast isn't next Saturday. It's the Saturday after that. There's a big holiday next Sunday. I'm trying to remember what it is. That's an important one. Oh, yeah, Father's Day. Yep, Father's Day. Our summer picnics are the third Wednesday in July and August. July 20th and August 17th at 5:30 at Wedgewood Park in Granville. And then after all our movie nights, we're having our third annual firework display, which is my first. I can't wait for that. Life groups Wednesday this week. And in the following months, we'll be on the first Wednesday of the month because there's other things going on. Because of the picnics. And there's a special announcement from one Lois. Also, I had one question. Do you guys know what Boaz was like before he was married? Ruthless.
Oh. Yay. Yeah. Yeah. Keep your day job. Two Sundays from now, the 26th, Ted and Cherry and all the kids will be here. So we're looking forward to that. We are going to have a potluck that day. So I will have a sign-up sheet. Diane and I are in charge of that, and we do need helpers because I'm in children's church, and she's kind of in children's church too. So, yeah. So especially for, like, getting it all set up and stuff like that. But we'll have the sign-up sheet for food, and if you're going to stay, I kind of need that count so we can plan on the food. Okay? So I will find you if you don't find me. Okay.
Can we have the deacons come up and we'll take the offering? God, we just thank you for what you've already gave us, and we're just giving back a little bit of what you give us, and we just ask that you bless this money and help us to use it in the ways that you see fit and you want us to do what you want us to do with this money. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. I don't know if anybody's going through anything, but we've had a little bit going on in our own. Oh, hold on. Getting pointed at. Whoa, I can't do it yet. So I don't know if anybody's going through anything. Everybody knows we have a little bit going on. So I've been doing a devotion, and this was in my devotion this week, and it's about spiritual warfare. So the first part of it is sometimes the enemy wants to confine, restrict, and limit us, but through spiritual warfare we can battle, or we can break the limitations. And it's based off of Psalms 144:1, which is, "Praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle." So as we go into, and can we have the worship team come up? As we go into worship, just think about that as we're battling for us, for the church, for our neighborhood. So just go into that with a different mindset, a different thought, and Denise will lead us into battle.
Good morning, everybody. Would you please stand? I want to hear voices today, loud. We're going to fill the neighborhood with our voices and our worship.
There is a name
As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. You're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and fire and wind.
Who you are.
promises will hold together, and I will dwell in the hope of your love forever. I am convinced that your promises will hold together, and I will dwell in your love.
I will sing.
I will sing through fire and thunder, 'cause you are on my side. I trust you with my life. I know my story.
Okay, our next song is going to be a YouTube video. We're going to end on a YouTube video.
And I recall.
keep my eyes above the waves. My soul will rest in your embrace. I am yours, and you are mine.
Heavenly Father, we're just so blessed and happy and content and encouraged and fulfilled and confident in your love for us, your grace for us. Lord, through what Jesus Christ did and who Jesus Christ always has been and still is, we come to you, Father, through Jesus, through the precious blood of Jesus. We just say thank you so much that no matter what storm we're in or facing, no matter what we're going through, we can lift our eyes above the waves and we can see you. We can see your glory. We can close our eyes and we can feel your touch. We can sense your presence. Lord, you're our all in all. And we just want you to know for sure. We want to settle this with every demon that's listening or any person that might be eavesdropping. You're our all in all. You're our number one. From this point on, we keep our eyes locked on you. We've already given you our hearts, Lord. Just once again, we want you to know we love you completely and totally. And we want to bring you glory. With any day we have left on this planet, may we bring you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior, all of God's people said, amen. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Go ahead and be seated. We do need to do one more thing before I invite our guest speaker up. And that is, it's a very important person's birthday today, so I think we need to sing happy birthday. That person would be Joshua. So go ahead and stand up, Joshua. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joshua. Happy birthday to you. Yay! Awesome. You can be seated again. Well, Dennis, if you'd like to come on up, I just really appreciate Dennis's zeal and passion for God. He loves the Lord. You don't have to spend much time with him, and I don't care what setting it is. You're going to find out that he loves the Lord. The kids and children church workers are all released. But I just really like a couple of things about Dennis that I really like, and I hope I'm not embarrassing him. But his passion for the Lord, what's that? Oh, definitely his shoes. Definitely his shoes. If there's any shoe horse here in this church, it's him. Now, his passion for Christ is definitely one of the things I really love about him, but his sense of humor another, because sometimes those seem to be exclusive in the body of Christ. Somehow people get distracted, and they think the closer I get to God, then the more somber I always have to be. And I don't know that that's actually true. I think God gave us senses of humor for a reason. I think he likes it when we're full of joy and laughing and singing and enjoying God and enjoying life and enjoying people around us. And so that's kind of who Dennis is. So I'm just going to pray for him, and then hopefully we'll all have positioned our hearts to hear what God wants to speak through Dennis. So, Father, I just thank you for my good friend Dennis. I've only known him for about a year now, but I consider him a good friend because of how much he loves you and how much he loves your people. So today, Father, I pray that you would literally give him the desire of his heart, and that is that he wants to bring you glory, and he wants to build up the body of Christ. So would you please just answer that prayer of his? And Lord, I pray that the joy of the Lord would be a strength today, that he could literally, completely enjoy sharing the word you've already given him for us. In Jesus' name, amen.